Today's Tanya for the 20th of Av, for Chaf Av, is in Egedet HaKedesh, Simen Vav, the sixth letter. It's on page 220, and the number at the bottom of the page is 424. The Alter Rebbe is saying that the Rachmanus on the Neshama that a person feels after contemplating the greatness of God and how high the Neshama was and how low it had come down, that is the method, the way in which we serve God with the Midah, the attribute of Yaakov, which is the attribute of Rachmanus, of compassion. We're four lines from the top on page 220. It is known that there are two categories or two types of love and fear. The first, meaning the lower level of love and fear, are the love and fear that are born out of the understanding and the knowledge of God's greatness. And the understanding of those subjects that bring to love or fear of God. The study of God's closeness would bring a love of God. The study of God's distance from us would bring a fear of God. And the other category of love and fear, they come after the initial love and fear. And this love and fear comes from above, the Bechinas Matana, as a gift from heaven. And as is explained elsewhere on the verse, that the level of Aveda, the service that the Kohanim had in the Beis HaMikdash, that was given to them as a gift. So we see that there is a kind of Aveda, there's a way of serving God that is possible only when it is given from above. Shehi midas ahavo, the attribute of the kohen is chesed, and therefore it is the love of God. But the same would also be true of fear of God. V'chein hagam ken b'yira. V'hine vaday ein arech klal ben harishenes. Now there's no doubt that there is no comparison at all between the first level of love and fear, shehem teildes haseichel hanivra, which are born out of human intelligence, created intelligence, there's no comparison between that love and fear with the love and fear that comes from God. How distant are they? How incomparable are they? They are as distant and as incomparable as the created being is from the Creator. And that's why he says that the first level of love and fear comes from the created intelligence, from human intelligence, which is a created thing. And how can that be compared at all to that which comes from the Creator, who is infinitely higher than his creation? So that love that comes from the love and fear that God enables us to have, which is coming from God, is infinitely higher than the love and fear that we generate within ourselves, as the Creator is higher than creation. That's why that love and fear that comes from God, from above, as a gift, that is called truth. Because the emes is the seal of godly, of God. God's seal is emes. Shehu emes ha'amiti, because he is the ultimate truth. So truth basically refers to God, to Creator. Whereas creation essentially is not truth. So that the truth of creation is as nothing before him. So when we say titan emes liyankev, that God gave truth to Yaakov, not the human truth, not created truth, but divine truth. How is it that a person can reach and merit this gift of truth that comes from God? How does one reach the level of love and fear that comes from above as a gift? By first arousing within himself compassion for the part of God that is in his soul. Shehi midos shel Yaakov, this compassion is the attribute of Yaakov, which is also the attribute of truth. Mavriach mehakotze el hakotze, it traverses through from the lowest level to the highest level through and through. Dehainu mereim hamailis ad lamato mato, from the highest to the lowest places. Lahamshech emes Hashem la'ilam, it brings down from the highest level. The emes Hashem, it brings it down into the world hashofel. Hazeh hachoshuch, into this lowly dark world. Ukameshekosuv ki eshev b'cheshech. Havaye eili, when I sit in darkness, God is my light. Darkness meaning this world. Vezehu ki gover aleinu chazdei, and that is the meaning of God's kindness was strong over us. Meaning to say, ki gover aleinu chazdei, we were strong and we received the higher level of kindness, God's kindness. Ach, say to this, rachamim rabim lefnei Hashem. However, this arousal of compassion, of pity, before God, over the neshama, tzorech liyeh gam kein be'emes. That itself also has to be with truth. So it's not only that the rachmonus, the compassion, is a method by which we attain emes, but it itself also has to be emes. The gam kishehu be'emes shalei, eich yuchal al yedei emes shalei, le'ere rachmim al yeinim emes Hashem. And although one can ask, if a person is going to be emes, meaning human emes, created emes, how can that emes enable him to reach the absolute emes, the truth of God? Acha'etzol azehi midas hatzdakah. So for this, the solution is the giving of tzedakah. Shehi midas harachmim alman delesli megarmei lahachi yisuach shvalim. It is another aspect of compassion, where he has compassion over the one who has less than him, who has nothing of his own, and is lowly of spirit, and so on. And he gives him tzedakah, ubisarusa dilatatis arusa dilaelo, and through this initiative below, when the person acts on his rachamim, not only he arouses rachamim, but acts on it through giving tzedakah, this brings an arousal above. Me'eira yishenim, Hashem me'eira yishenim, umeketz nedamim, God arouses the sleeping and awakens the slumbering. Heim b'chinas rachamim rabim v'chasodim elyenim. What are these sleeping things and slumbering things? They are the divine compassion and the divine kindness, hane'elomim, that are concealed. And that's called sleeping. Just as when a person is asleep, his powers, his faculties are concealed. So he arouses them from their concealment, lotzeis mehahelim el hagilui, to come out of the concealment into a revealed state, v'ha'oz azabo lo'eir be'eir hachayim, emes Hashem lo'eilom, and that produces a great illumination, and it shines forth with the light of life, which is on the level of God's truth. V'zehu loshem zidiyah hanemar b'tzdoko. And this is why, in connection with charity, he uses the expression zedeya, which means to plant. To plant tzedakah. What, that is because, lahatzmiyach emes, it causes the truth to grow. Again, to be revealed, emes ha'elyon, the divine truth, emes Hashem, the truth of God, u'befrat b'tzedakah v'chesed shel emes, particularly that tzedakah which we give to the Holy Land, may it be rebuilt speedily in our days, that tzedakah is called chesed shel emes. It is called not only ordinary chesed, which is always emes, but even more so, the giving of tzedakah to the Holy Land is called chesed shel emes, because you don't expect any return from there, any return favors, when you're giving tzedakah to another country. And also, the Eretz Yisrael is referred to in the Pasuk, where it says l'kayim ha'shekosuv, to fulfill what it says emes me eretz titzmoch, that the eretz, that eretz Yisrael itself is emes, and so truth sprouts forth from the land, from the land of Israel. Al yedei zidiyas hatzedakah bo, when we plant tzedakah, we give tzedakah to the land, then the land grows, it sprouts. And all the kindness and all the compassion that is collected and gathered into the land of Israel, they arouse also divine compassion, kindness, the higher level of compassion, the kind of compassion and kindness that is hidden and concealed, to meshekos of asher tzafanto, that which is hidden, l'kena no l'hakimo, to establish the land of Israel, and to set it up, to raise it up, v'zeh shekos of b'tzedakah t'cheinani, that the land of Israel, through tzedakah, will be established. The hayem yem for chaf ov, the Rebbe writes that just as the mitzvah of tefillin, for example, has its place, its proper place on the head and on the arm, and when one puts on the tefillin, you actually feel, physically, you feel the weight of the tefillin on the head and the tightness of the tefillin on the arm, the same is true also with the mitzvah of loving and fearing God. As the Rambam writes in Yesedah HaTorah, that the awesome God commanded us to love and fear him, as it says, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, and it also says, as Hashem Elokecha tzivah. So it's a mitzvah as equal to all other mitzvahs, and therefore it too has to have a size, a dimension, and so on. So the shir, the amount, the quantity of love in order to fulfill the mitzvah of loving God is that he should feel with the physical flesh of the physical heart the love for God. For example, like a person who meets a true friend whom he hadn't expected. So not only does he feel good, but he forgets completely all of those things that had made him feel uncomfortable and that were bothering him. And what's more, it arouses within him an energy, an inner life that produces hope for the future. He becomes optimistic about the future because of the goodness that he feels in his heart. That's the kind of sensation that we need to feel when we're experiencing the love of God. And the same is true with fear, that the fear of God has to be equal to the fear that falls on a person when he's suddenly in the presence of a great danger. Because at that moment, he suddenly remembers all of his negative behavior in thought, speech, and deed, and his heart is compressed, and it hurts because it's so tight, and he's afraid of the fear of punishment or a fear of heaven. And at times, he may even feel a higher level of fear, and that is the fear of shame, where he is ashamed of God's greatness, or on an even higher level, yiras hazeimimus, he's afraid of God's greatness itself.